Mr. President.
Senator Edwards, for what purpose do you rise?
You want to explain the bill?
You have the floor, Senator Edwards.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, members of the Senate, Asheville, North Carolina is an absolutely incredible place. I am very proud that a portion of it resides in my district. It sits atop the mountains. On the western side of the state, it's surrounded by some of the most gorgeous views on this planet. It has some of the best medical care in the United States. It has one of the best cardiology units in this country. If you come to Asheville, you can see the great Biltmore Estate. We can build you a jet engine. We can take you hunting, fishing. We can show you arts, culture. There are so many positive things about Asheville. I will also claim, I think Senator Van Dyne will as well, to be the birthplace of the craft brewery system in North Carolina. If you choose to debate us, we'll be happy, Senator Van Dyne and I, to do that over some wicked weed. She's going to buy. There is a significant weakness in Asheville. It is the 10th largest city in North Carolina with a population of just over 91,000 now. It is only out of the top 10 cities in North Carolina. It is one of the two that continue to have city council elections at large. Currently, the city of Asheville has 6 council members and a mayor all elected at large. This bit has been in place since 1935. In 1935, the city of Asheville had a population of about 50,000. We've almost doubled. In 1935, the city of Asheville covered an area of about 10 square miles. Today, it's about 45. That's come through annexation in absolutely every case. Folks in Asheville, the way that this bill came to me, folks in Asheville, shortly after my being elected, started to come to me, originally from South Asheville, and said, this system is simply not working for us. All of the city council lives in essentially the same area of town, the northern end of town, which I might add has always been the case. If I could show you a map right now, it would very well illustrate that city council since 1935 have essentially lived in the same area of town. The southern piece, the eastern piece, and the western piece have rarely had a council member that lived in that area. Asheville has grown to the point that it now has, or actually some time ago I would say, should have realized the responsibility to put government closer to those citizens. The only way to do that is through district elections. And so what this bill does is it calls for, by November the 1st, for the city of Asheville to amend its charter to convert to a single-member district system where each council member would live in and be elected from their district. The mayor would continue to be elected at large. The city of Asheville would be responsible for drawing those districts. In the event that they chose not to follow the law, which I would not expect would be the case, then at the next session, the General Assembly would have the responsibility to draw those districts. I ask you folks to join me to recognize the folks in Asheville that feel that they don't have adequate representation in their neighborhoods, because this is a geography issue, to vote yes to Senate Bill 285. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
You have any discussion or debate? Senator Van Dyne, for what purpose do you rise?
I have to speak on this bill.
You have the floor, Senator.
First, I am not going to disagree with any of the wonderful things you said about Asheville. Thank you very much. And I'm happy to buy anybody a beer at Wicked Weed. Words for meeting with my mayor and my city council people. But nevertheless, I think this bill is totally unnecessary. The city of Asheville, the mayor, have taken Senator Edwards' threat seriously, and they are moving forward with a plan to put on the ballot in November a referendum. It is not true that the only way to address the problem of representation across the city of Asheville is strictly with district elections. Of our 16 largest cities, 10 of them use a hybrid between district and at-large elections. And there are a lot of good reasons for that. Yes, everyone deserves to be represented, but it's also good to have some folks looking out for the good of the entire city. And what Asheville wants to do is they want to let their city have a say in how they address this problem. It's a very Asheville way of doing things, is to ask our voters what they think. And that is the plan. They have committed to doing that. So at this point, it just feels to me and to like several people in Asheville that if you're not willing to let us do it in our way, that there is another agenda here. And that agenda is not so much the way we elect our city council, but the individuals that are on our city council. We are not electing the right kind of people. And so this feels punitive to me. But the real problem I have with it is that, again, just like with the Carteret County bill, it ignores the will of the people. And again, we are here to serve and to represent the people in our districts, not just the people who voted for us, but all of the people in our districts. The people of Asheville, 75% of them in a poll that the city did, said that they want a voice in the structure of how they create their city council. And we are moving forward to do that. So I just urge you, we can come back in the short session if we don't like what they do, and we can inflict districts on the city of Asheville. But I'm just asking you to respect the wishes of the citizens and give them the opportunity to take Senator Edwards' advice and do this in their way.
Any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Edwards, for a purpose you rise.
Question for Senator Van Dyne.
Senator Van Dyne, do you yield?
Of course.
Senator Van Dyne, you heard in my opening comments that the city of Asheville has grown from 10 square miles in 1935 to 45 square miles in 2017, over the last 87 years. Why is it now that they are beginning to even consider changing their election system? Why has that not happened previously?
I conceded in my remarks that they are inspired to do this by the threat you've made to draw those districts for them. So I'm not suggesting that I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I'm not suggesting that they would have done this on their own. What I am suggesting is that they are now doing it. And so we need to let them do it their way. One of the alternatives they have committed to putting on the referendum is a strictly district election. But I think they have some concerns that they also need to pursue an alternative that has some members at large. If the voters of Asheville would like a combination or hybrid system, I think that meets your requirements of geographical representation, but allows the city of Asheville to do it in the way they like to do it, which is with a tremendous amount of input from their community. I think that's how we build a government that people feel invested in. And so I take no issue with your criticism that we would not have done this on our own. Just let us finish the process.
Do you have any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Edwards, for a purpose, your eyes.
Speak to the bill.
Senator Edwards, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
Thank you very much. Senator Van Dyne, I appreciate your comments. I'd like to respond to some of those. First of all, regarding the poll that was taken, it was a very, I'm going to call it an unscientific poll. There were 403 people called on landlines and mobile phones while they were driving to work, while they were cooking dinner, while they were taking kids to school, while they were reading, while they were watching TV, while they were doing any number of things. And they were asked 25 questions about a very complex topic. And I could go through the mechanics of the 53 pages or so of that poll, but I'll summarize the poll that was done by the city of Asheville by highlighting the fact that even the presenter of the poll to the city council said this is a mixed bag. To me, the interpretation of that is it's inconclusive. I would also suggest to you, as a matter of a referendum, in a case like this, with an issue so complex, a referendum simply will not work. And the reason that I suggest that, and I want you to visualize this, how do you put that on a ballot? There must be questions asked like, not only yes or no, would you like to have a referendum, but should it be district, should it be at large? If it's districts, how many districts? How many of those might be at large? Who would draw those districts? Should they be single member districts? Should they be at large districts? It is impossible to put that on a ballot. I would also say that even if we could find a way to put that on a ballot in an unbiased, unslanted way, and let's say that the referendum failed by a vote of 51 to 49. Is it right that 51% of the citizens of Asheville should be able to tell 49% of the citizens of Asheville that they should not have a voice? I would suggest to you that the General Assembly created Asheville in the year 1797. The General Assembly gave the authority to the city of Asheville to create charters in 1931, in 1935. The General Assembly gave Asheville the authority to grow from the square miles that it took up in 1797 of one-tenth of one square mile to 10 square miles in 1935. To now 45 square miles. The General Assembly has the responsibility to the citizens of Asheville that have been taken up in those annexations to ensure that they have representation closer to them. Members of the Senate, please vote yes on this bill.
Mr. President.
Senator Rabin, for a purpose, your eyes.
Motion, please.
Senator Rabin, you have for motion?
Mr. President, I move that you send someone to immediately find the ox meter and put it in plain view.
That objection, so ordered.
That was the most eloquent handling of a local bill that I have ever heard between Hizen and Hearn. I want to congratulate the two of you.
Senator Heiss, what purpose your eyes?
Speak briefly on the bill.
Senator Heiss, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
No, I just wanted to point out quickly, because the way it's been thrown, the district proposed in this bill is a hybrid model. There are seven members the town council. Six would be elected in district, one would be elected countywide and determined as mayor versus what many of us have, where we would elect, say, five county commissioners and they would select a chairman or others. So this is a proposal for a hybrid model. Thank you.
Senator Charter, for the purpose of your eyes.
Mr. President, if I may just make a comment on Senator Rabin's proposal on bringing the oximeter back. As a recipient of the oximeter and having not seen the oximeter anywhere this session, I think it is time to bring the oximeter back.
Yeah, there you go. There's the oximeter. Perfect night for it, Senator. Where are we? Do we have any further discussion or debate?
Excuse me.
Senator Van Dyne, for the purpose of your eyes.
To speak a second time on the bill.
Senator Van Dyne, you have the floor to speak a second time.
You know, it would be a very simple matter to give the voters of Asheville a choice. Would you like a six-district elect city council, or would you like a hybrid 4-2? That's not rocket science. But nevertheless, although it is true that the General Assembly created the city of Asheville and every other city in this wonderful state, and we have the power to do this, that doesn't mean we should use that power. I think it is important that we respect our local governments and the voters in those governments. And the voters in those local cities. And I urge you to give Asheville the ability to determine their own form of government and let them finish what they've started.
It's okay, Senator Van Dyne. I think it's been a long day for everybody, so it's all right. Any other debate on the floor here? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is a passage of the committee substitute to Senate Bill 285 as amended on its second reading. All in favor will vote aye, opposed will vote no. 5 seconds be allowed for the voting. Clerk will record the vote. Thirty-four having voted in the affirmative and 15 in the negative, the committee substitute Senate Bill 285 passes its second reading without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Any discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is the passage of the committee substitute Senate Bill 285 on its third reading. All in favor say aye. Opposed no, the ayes have it. The committee substitute Senate Bill 285 as amended passes its third reading. The amendment will be engrossed and it will be sent to the House.